Hey, my name is James, and you're listening to the TCR, you bitch.
Are you ready?
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of The Center Ring, aka TCR, aka your favorite esports podcast. Episode 58, coming to you live, pre-recorded. And oh, how pre-recorded it is.
Oh, geez.
I'll be your host for this show. One of them, anyways. My name is Tim. Joining me, Brett. Brett, hello.
Hi.
Anuj, hello.
Hey, buddy.
We got a good show for everyone tonight. Quite possibly the best one yet. We got Blue. Blue joined the show. Blue, of course, being a CSGO commentator. He's going to join us here in a little bit. Or at least, you know, half of our conversation is going to join us. We'll get more into that little teaser. That's called a teaser, folks. And we'll get into that later in the show. It's the DreamHack Austin Survival Guide episode. Everything you need to know, maybe a little bit you don't need to know.
But we're going to tell you anyways.
We're going to tell you anyways. So if you're going to Austin, this is great. If not, guess what? I don't know. You already hit play, so I got that count. Thanks.
You can live through us a little bit, because we'll talk about it, I'm sure, when we're back.
You could also live through us during the weekend, because we will be there, and you can follow us on Twitter at The Center Ring. But without further ado, let's get into this DreamHack Austin preview, because there are some big storms on their way here. And that's not like me joking around. Like, literally since 4 p.m., they have been saying, hey, just stay home tonight. And we were like, no, damn it.
No, our viewers, our listeners deserve this show.
What would these 10 people do if they didn't know DreamHack Austin? And here we are. So let's start with kind of our staple of the show, right? Our little babies that we always like, and that's CSGO. CSGO is returning for the second year at DreamHack Austin. It was there last year. This is, I should say, the second DreamHack Austin ever. Last DreamHack Austin was the first time DreamHack even did an event in North America.
Yeah.
So that was a big deal. Kind of weird that they picked Austin, personally.
Worked out for us.
But yeah, Austin's it's a college town.
Yeah.
You know, and University of Texas.
It's a young corporate town too.
And I would say mission success. I enjoyed it.
I mean, they're doing it again. We loved it. We were beat. And we're going to get into maybe ways that you can avoid feeling like death by the end of the weekend.
Well, last year we were spectators. This year we're,
bringing our PCs, right? We're doing the BYOCs. But we'll get into all of that in a little bit. CSGO, all right? It's going to be there again this year. Last year, it was all North American teams. Like, from Liquid, Cloud9, SK.
Splice, The Summit,
down
Molly.
To Splice, Selfless, and NRG.
And Immortals was there last year, too.
All over the... Immortals were there. The Brazilians were there. Very across the spectrum as far as skill-wise goes. It was good. It was a good tournament. You mentioned Summit's infamous Molly, right? The Molly 1G we witnessed in person.
In the stands, saw it happen. We were there.
It was just amazing in person. But it wasn't like as hyped, right? It was a full NA tournament, so I don't think it had that hype around it.
I'd agree with that.
This year, however, is a bit different because this year you finally have EU talent coming to town.
It's half and half.
Yeah. Yeah.
And pretty big teams, you know, no VP, no Na'Vi, okay, no Fnatic, okay.
But hey, replacing somebody that just smacked VP around.
But you do have guys like Heroic, Gambit Esports, G2, and Hellraisers. Hellraisers, they qualified through the EU qualifiers.
And looked really good at Star Ladder.
Looked really good at Star Ladder a couple weeks. G2 being one of the teams in the French Shuffle. This is
the team. Like,
I think this is only like their second LAN. I think Star Ladder was their first LAN together, And now Austin's going to be their second, which I'm sure was a huge factor on why G2 decided to come.
Just to get them ramped up.
Yeah, to get experience.
Get that LAN experience, that traveling experience with the team.
Would you say they're the favorite right now going in?
No, I wouldn't think so.
I would. Yeah, I mean, not. I don't want to get full into a breakdown of it, but I would definitely say, looking at the groups, there's Group A, Group B. Group A, Hellraisers, Gambit, Heroic, Luminosity. Group B, G2, Cloud9, Immortals, Team Liquid.
Turning your back.
Group B is the death. Whoa. I said G2 is my favorite to win the tournament, but I know Cloud9 is going to win the tournament.
Have they said
I'm not turning my back
coming
on
back
anything.
Or what?
I actually had a note in here to remind me to look into it before the show, and there's... So right now, Skadoodle is filling in for,
Brax.
Swag or Brax, whatever he wants to go by now. Cheater.
Wants get out of here. This was a debate last night.
The
on
The criminal is filling in for Skadoodle at the CS Summit. So it's a big story, right? It's the first time one of those iBuyPower guys were able to play like this.
All right, so.
But there's no confirmation yet if he's going to be in Austin. I hope
he can't
so.
Be in Austin because DreamHack is a Valve event.
That's what
somebody was saying online
because coaches are able to talk in any Val sponsored event. They're not able to.
I would like to ask that man online his sources because I'm pretty sure DreamHack. I think only majors are like actually Valve followed rules. Well, now they normally the rules always been where like ESL and DreamHack events. They've always honored the ban rule because teams are like, well, why am I going to play with this dude?
Yeah.
If we qualify for the major and then all of a sudden he can't do it, right? There's no point in working with someone. And that's why I'm pretty sure, though, he could play at DreamHack if everyone allows for it. So I don't think Valve is the reason.
According to my anonymous sources.
All right. And a little show bet. If Cloud9 does win this thing, in your bro tee, you just... Hulk Hogan style, rip that thing off in the stands.
Oh, that would be nice.
You don't even have to bet me. That's just my natural instinct to do this. But if you're unfamiliar with CSGO and you're watching, that's a storyline. Cloud9, if Swag, aka now going as Brax, is playing, G2, how they're going to perform, can Hellraisers keep up their kind of performance? Team Liquid, they just dominated NIP at the CS Summit. Is that something to pay attention to? You have some storylines there. This is a $100,000 prize pool. So $50,000 is going into first place, $20,000 into second, $10,000 into third and fourth, and so on and so forth. Was it that big last year?
Yeah,
$100,000 was the same as last year. Okay,
I feel like it
would
was.
Would we say big? I would say like.
I mean, $50,000 for first place.
It's not
big to get. Worldwide talent in, but
they did get it. That's what I'm surprised about. I'm actually really impressed.
$10,000.
I mean,
it's
not all going to them, though.
It's not a huge tournament, but this is not a. You got to keep in mind, this is DreamHack, right? This is their traditional multi-game event.
Yeah,
this is not They don't want to make this all about CS:GO. This is a multiple game. You got Hearthstone, StarCraft, everything here. Overwatch.
At the end of the day, though, yeah, like I said, I'm so impressed with the lineup. I think it's fantastic with what they got. We have a fun show ahead of us.
A little bit of broadcasting talent. You got Machine will be back there. Bay.
Yeah.
Analyst, you have Vendetta and Adren. Adren will be there. That will be dope.
I'm a fan of his. I like him on his stream.
I actually met him at MLG Columbus. He's very nice.
Yeah, he seems chill.
He seemed very chill for a 25-year-old grown-ass adult to ask for an autograph. I felt kind of weird doing it, but I was like, F it. Like,
take it.
Yeah, like, dude, you're standing there. You got a marker. You want to sign the ticket? Thanks, man. Plus, at the time, it was like Adren back on Liquid. They were really good. You have Blue is commentating alongside with Dazed, which we did talk about. Coming up here, Blue, we do have an interview for. Dust and Launders will be there as well. Speaking of Blue, though, he did join us prior to the show for a quick little interview because we were like, hey, why not get someone there to talk about it? Disclosure, we had some technical difficulties for the first 5 minutes of the interview. We missed the first 5 minutes of the interview.
It's okay. I mean...
That's my bad. I totally forgot to hit record, which you would think as someone who has like 5 years of actual on-air radio experience, I would remember. But to be fair, in radio, I don't have to hit record. It's just live all the time.
It's not really much of a like technical difficulty. It's more like just user error.
User error, technical difficulty.
So for you dog lovers, you're going to be sad.
Yeah, we talked about his puppy. I'm sorry. You're going to miss that. But it's still a good interview nonetheless, and I'd appreciate it if you listen to it. So here is Blue, CSGO commentator, joining us on the show. Okay. And I'm going to be very upfront with all of you here because this is just my honesty here. I totally forgot to hit record. So, my bad, everyone. But we'll continue the interview just like it was normal. So, anyways, restarting the interview because I'm an idiot. We have Blue here, esports commentator extraordinaire. And we fast forward through the interview. He's partnering with Dazed. Dazed is a good worker. You started out on Guild Wars. What else? You like your dog. You live in California. And you're coming flying in on Friday to Austin. Now everyone's caught up with what we didn't record.
There we go.
Yeah, sounds like you got it all.
Okay. So getting to the juicy stuff, though, Austin is coming up this week. We actually, last year's DreamHack, it was all NA teams. There really weren't any. There were big teams, but they were NA teams, right? And CS kind of EU is where the big powerhouses are at. This year we have G2 coming in. To me, they're clearly the favorites going into DreamHack Austin. What are your thoughts on G2, I guess, since the French shuffle?
Oh, well, G2, it's been interesting with them, right? Because the whole shuffle happens and they're advertised as like a super team, but then for the first couple weeks it seems they kind of they don't really hold that. In fact, I think for the first couple weeks of the ESL Pro League they were almost like near the bottom of the rankings, so they definitely didn't have the greatest start. It seems like it took a while for them to kind of get themselves into gear, but now they had the good run at Star Ladder, showing up way stronger than they had performed at that point. And now you look at a lot of their online games over the past week or so since then, they've been doing pretty respectably there too. So I think they're on a bit of a rise, and we can expect a pretty good performance from them. If not outright winning the tournament, I would say pretty good chance to make it to the finals at the very least.
Would you say that they have won the French shuffle? Because Envious, since the roster moves, have really just been irrelevant.
I don't know.
Is it too early to say?
I think it's a little bit too early to say. We're getting to a point now where you're definitely going to be able to probably like make those sorts of judgments, but it is going to be like a little bit tough to tell until I think the majors is going to be the real telling point about that, and how these teams can perform in like a big tournament when they're both also in the running for it. Because I think in 2017 so far, it's actually been a lot of like split tournaments where you don't have all the best teams at the event necessarily. You end up missing like a few in there. So it's kind of seems like it's pretty rough to get all of the teams together in one spot and really test them all to their full metal.
Yeah, and more to your point, like I agree with you. Like they can kind of take their time, and not everyone's going to expect them to be awesome right away, because I think it's CS more than any other esport. There's a lot of parity, I believe. Like there's just not one team that I look at and they're just like way better than everybody else. Maybe Astralis, but I mean if they're going to, have a learning curve and there's going to be some adjustments there, now's the time to do it. I mean, I'm sure their fan base would understand.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I, like I said, I think at the very at this very moment, G2 is definitely the better team, but Envious definitely has some room to kind of strike back when we get up to like a major and whatnot.
Speaking of parity, Brett brought up the fact that there's a lot of good teams right now that's hard to pick one. It's going to get harder now because CSGO has entered the Chinese market, which we all know is very big into esports. Not so much FPS, but they really haven't had the chance to be into an FPS type of esport market. Do you see, Blue, that narrative of NA, EU, Counter-Strike, is that coming to an end? Is that eventually going to be a thing of the past?
I don't necessarily think so. I think that NA and EU are always going to be like the two big regions that you talk about, along with, you add in like Brazil and South America there every once in a while when you talk about the regional conversation too. But the big problem is with China, right, is that their teams always seem to show up at tournaments, and they might surprise at one event when they show up, just because it's really hard for a lot of the big European and North American teams to sort of track down strats and play styles for the Chinese players. It's really hard to like do that kind of research for those teams. So a lot of the Chinese teams, when they first go to like big international events, they sort of have like an element of surprise that they can use against a lot of these teams, since it is so hard to do research and counter-strat them. But then the problem is when they do repeat performances, you know, they're not always going to bring new stuff to the table all the time. So that's when, you know, you really see there's true strength and it isn't as great as it may have first appeared. So it is going to take, I would still say like a year or more before we really see those teams getting up to par. As there's a lot of other games that vie for like control of the Chinese esports market. And I don't think CSGO is going to be a huge part of that anytime in like the near future when we look at like 6 months or so.
I'd say a good example of your point is Tyloo. Like Tyloo will be top four in one tournament. Then you won't hear about them for 4 months. And then they'll come back and get have a good performance in another tournament.
Yeah.
With Austin coming up here, do you find yourself having time? I mean, it seems like your schedule is pretty booked, but have you ever been to Austin?
Yeah, I was there last year for the tournament they had there.
So did you do anything?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's 6th Street where the fun is had. So
just a block away.
Yeah, we spent a decent amount of time down there and hung out. If I remember correctly, I think I had to fly in late for that too, so I didn't have like a whole day to explore the city or anything like that. But we got to check out some of the stuff.
With the schedule the way it is, I mean, obviously, like just from yours, right? This is a DreamHack. You know, it's a premier tournament. Austin, I think, it's only the second year DreamHack's doing it, but I think they're trying to make it a staple. And then you're doing ESL Pro League throughout the week. You said as you're flying in Friday morning of DreamHack. Do you find? I mean, obviously, it's busy, right? Where do you feel like there could be improvements with the schedule? Because everyone always brings up how Valve and like their majors aren't really even planned out ahead of time. They're kind of figured out at the major. And everyone talks about the players. But then there's also like you guys where the casters have to, I mean, you're subject to the same schedule.
Oh, yeah, we are. And I don't suffer from it nearly as much as like some of the big duos do. You know, when you look at like Anders and Semler, specifically like Sadokist and Henry G, their schedules always seem just completely jam-packed. They never even really get to see home. Thankfully, you know, I do a lot of shows from what is my home, which is here in LA. So that's not too big of an issue for me. But just going back to the overall note of the Valve schedule, it definitely seems right now that a lot of the majors and the minor system as well, it all kind of gets shoehorned into an already very packed tournament ecosystem. And it's very tough for tournament organizers to work around it. Like just today, I think, if I remember recalling the details properly, is that PGL had announced the EU minor qualifiers, but it apparently is over like one or two other major event qualifiers that are also happening on that weekend. So I'm imagining that's going to cause some issues when those qualifiers are had about, you know, either delays are going to happen as a result of that, or teams are going to have to drop out of qualifying for one event or another so that they can try to contest, you know, for the major, which is always the big title. So I think it can definitely help with Valve at the beginning of the year, maybe not in a public fashion. There's definitely communication between the top tournament organizers that would vie for a major, but at the very least, Valve lays out these are like the dates or the general date ranges that we want to try to have the majors for the year at. So just keep that in mind when planning your events. I think it would help out immensely with the situation.
Do you think it would help out if I guess it's not like teams are dropping out to be spiteful to Valve for some of these tournaments, because ultimately in the end, they're going to go to the major and it won't affect Valve. But do you think Valve sees like that happening to their scene, into their game? And do you think they take notice of that?
We would hope so. Unfortunately, you know, like Valve is very cryptic in the amount of communication they have with the CSGO community.
You don't say.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, like your guess would be as good as mine in that one. It's just we don't really know what exactly Valve does and does not notice, unfortunately.
Speaking of Valve being cryptic, where do you feel like CSGO needs to go? I know they're playing around with like the Negev, for instance, which kind of seems to be all over the place. And I don't really know if anyone was really asking for the Negev to be relevant. But where do you feel should be a change in CSGO, if there should be any?
Well, I mean, I think like the overall core game is pretty fine as it is. Like there are definitely balance issues. Like the ump, especially in the past few months, has been absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So that definitely needs some changes. It was just last night where someone, I think, I'm trying to remember this exactly, but I think it was JKS on the Renegades as we were doing a pro league game. He pulled off a 1v4 clutch against CLG while holding like default plant spot on A site on Cobble with just an ump. He didn't even have to use anything else, and he was able to clutch it out 1v4. So that should never happen just with an ump when you're going up against like a fully bought team. All credit to him. That was an incredible play. But you think about the fact that the gun could just do that all on its own, and that's getting a little bit crazy with the situation. That's probably the biggest change that I would say needs to happen. Looking at the stuff that they changed with like the Negev, it's definitely interesting, and especially in the way that they sort of, did like, oh, by the way, it's only 2K now and you can buy it in MM. That was definitely very weird, but I kind of get what they're doing with it. They don't do like really a public beta or anything like that has like MM in it. So they need some way to put statistics around it. So that seems like the best way to do it. It just seems like there should have been better communication about the fact that they were going to do that, and it probably would have gone over way better.
You mentioned changes, and that's in-game. It's kind of, when the Valve originally announced the fact that they weren't going to allow coaches at events, I feel like a lot of people, when I say a lot of people, probably more fans than anything, overreacted to how it was going to affect the game. As a caster, you watch a lot of Counter-Strike. Have you ever seen a difference between the tournaments that have those coaches being able to be more active compared to those that haven't? I mean, should there be a change back to that?
Well, the main thing that happened from that, right, is, or the main issue that I had with that change, was that they did it like when the precedent had already been established. It seemed like that, okay, you can have your coaches as IGLs and whatnot. So I had pretty much on the same level of frustration with that the community did, and that, okay, the problem is if they did this, like, if they did it like 6 months before they did it, when it was just starting to become sort of a trend and they wanted to stop it there, then that would have been acceptable. But the problem is they let it become like an established thing, and then they pushed that rule in there, and it kind of like crushed careers of people that were already starting to build up. So it sort of just became this perversion of the way that CS was being played at that point, and forced it into the community. So I didn't really like that change. As far as noticeable differences in the games themselves, I personally haven't seen that, but I'm sure if you talk to, people that have a much, much deeper mind for the game than me, like analysts and whatnot, they definitely would have noticed a major change in the way that it's played out. I personally haven't seen a big difference, though, in play styles overall.
Yeah, and Blue, and we were talking on a show not too long ago about, there's a happy medium, because coaches right now in Valve-sponsored events, they can only talk during halftime, right? And after a map, or during timeouts. Right.
Yeah, it's like during one of four timeouts and at halftime or something like that.
So, I brought up, there's a happy medium. I mean, why not? I mean, there's time between rounds. Why not let them talk just between rounds? Between rounds and timeouts and halftime. I feel like there's a happy medium there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think there is too, and I would have liked to see changes, but it does seem like Valve's kind of sticking with that system.
Yeah, so. Unfortunate.
Well, again, this is Blue with us, John Mullen. If maybe by chance you know him by that, we were actually speaking of what do you prefer us to address you as?
Either one, really. I have people that call me John. I have people that call me Blue. People in like the workplace call me Blue and whatnot. So it's not a big deal. I'm really fond of either one. Like,
it's video games is weird. Yeah. I don't know half of my friends' real name.
What if he was like Your Majesty?
Your Majesty. Really just
threw us I would right call there. Him Your Majesty. Then. That's how it works. Well, Blue, again, I thank you for coming on the show here. I don't want to take up too much more of your time here, but what's next on your schedule? You got the Pro League this week, DreamHack, and is it just back to the grind of the Pro League?
Yeah, pretty much. And then I'll have a couple other events coming up after that, but you can't like announce your own talent attendance at events.
Right.
Unfortunately, the events like to do that themselves. So I've got a couple things coming up, though.
Well, don't have to tell us here, but if you come to ESL Dallas for the finals, we'll be there and we'll say hi to you there.
All right, great. Sounds good.
Wink, wink. If you're there, wink, wink. And then again, we'll see you in Austin here next week. So if you're free and doesn't look like you don't mind being bothered, if you see three creepy looking guys walk up to you, that's probably us.
Okay, cool.
We'll bring your monster because there's tons of.
If you see two white guys and an Indian, that's not Launders, that's a Nuge.
There you go.
Before I let you go, Blue, one other thing here. If we could just have a radio liner for you. It's kind of like an autograph, but audio, if you will. If you want, just state, hey, this is Blue or whatever, and you're listening to TCR.
Okay, cool. Yeah, just do it whenever? Or?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, cool. Hey, this is Blue, and you're listening to TCR.
Awesome. A professional right there.
First take.
That's first
we've
take.
We've had redos before.
It's been ugly. Some people really don't, it trips them up, man. All right, well, Blue, again, right. Hey, dude, I appreciate you coming on the show and sticking around with us, despite some, we'll say technical issues. It definitely wasn't me just forgetting to hit record. We'll blame the computer.
This is what we work
No
with
one Blue. Will know. No one will know. Listen, man, I'm moving. It's stress. All right, Blue, thank you again. We'll let you get to your night. Have fun, and we'll see you next week. Okay, man?
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. There he is. That's Blue, lady and gentlemen. The man can talk fast.
Like we only have one lady listening?
That's my mom. My mom is the one lady listening. All right, let's get back into DreamHack Austin. That was Blue again. If you see him at DreamHack Austin, say hi. Normally the commentators and everything are just kind of chilling, walking around. But let's get back into our DreamHack discussion next. And again, there was Blue, CSGO commentator, talking to us a little bit about his opinion on CSGO, where it's at, Chinese market. Little bit of everything. And again, apologize about not recording the first 5 minutes. We talked about his puppy dog. We talked about how him working with Days, he said that Days just doesn't allow him to look him in the eyes.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. He did not say that. I'm sure Days is a sweetheart. Fun fact that I don't think a lot of people know. This is not the first time I forgot to hit record, but the first time was a real technical issue. Episode 1 of TCR, for those who are in TCR trivia game, the first actual recording was never actually recorded. We did a full hour-long show for me to look down and be like, oh,
it was
not
still
recording.
The best show ever.
It was. No, but what legit happened there is the computer that I was recording on went to screensaver. And apparently when a MacBook goes on screensaver, it cuts everything off.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, so. So, yeah. So, we actually legit, like, had to redo that one. And there were some talking points where we were like, well, we have to talk about it, so let's do it.
Tim, you're the grandfather of the show, man. You can make a mistake. You waited, what, 56 episodes to make another mistake?
That's really not bad. Yeah, you give me one mistake every 56 episodes.
I guess you made
episodes.
You made a mistake, like, 10 episodes ago. You brought me and Brett on. That was probably... No, just Brett.
It's probably downhill from there.
No, I mean, but hey, props to Blue. I mean, you could have made that mistake. And
he was very
professional. What kind of small time BS is, you know what? I got better things to do.
He was very professional. He was in the car. He didn't have to waste his time with us, and he took it in stride. What a lot
of
professional
interesting opinions, you know, like I thought the China talk. I personally think they will be more integrated into the scene earlier than a year. And I don't see it taking that long necessarily, but I think it'll be big over there because it's already grown. It's not new.
I could see a year integration, but if it was more in a conversational setting, I would counter his point of being like, them Chinese take their game serious. You know? Like,
see, wait, there's our one show or one time a show.
They if they want to, they will control.
Well, look, even looking at the minimum access they've had so far, they've already had two teams make it into, you know, a tier one league. So I think that it's pretty impressive that they've gotten Tailu and Mongols both playing against top tier talent without really even having the game available to them. Mm. So now it's there. I think it'll just be fun to see what happens. And it's only going to be good for Counter-Strike as a whole.
And we'll save that for another episode.
Yeah.
Because this is the DreamHack Austin Survival Guide.
And maybe a survival here of a tornado.
We'll this is true. We got to get out of here because we might not make it to episode 59. Next up on the docket, you have Hearthstone. Hearthstone, it's actually a very big event. Really, everything other than Counter-Strike, this is a very big event for all of these games. Mm-hmm. Okay, so keep that in mind. Like, really, you might think Counter-Strike is the big deal because it's the biggest draw.
Yeah.
It is not, though, when it comes to... How it's going to affect these pro leagues later on.
This is a game you're definitely, I'll give it a look, but you're going to have to hold my hand through this because
I'll hold your hand. You just take my hand. But seriously, like all in all, the DreamHack for CSGO after that doesn't mean anything, right? It doesn't give you points. It doesn't do anything for a pro league. Nothing. The Hearthstone is part of their Grand Prix. Okay. So this is a huge one. I want to say it's the first of the four of their Grand Prix events. Like it's a big deal. This goes to their pro, you know, the winner of this gets 15 pro points, Second place gets 12. Third gets 8. On top of that, the winner gets 7,500. Second gets 3,500, and then so on and so forth. Okay. Now, the way they're doing this format, okay, for those who might not be as into it, okay, they're doing Last Hero Standing rules, and it's the standard mode. Last Hero Standing, what that means is that each player chooses a class for the first game. Winner gets to keep using it. Loser, burn your deck. Okay, so it's kind of winner gets to continue their deck, right? Their choice. Standard mode, if you play Hearthstone, you know this. If you don't, basically they have to use cards from the last year. They do that now, for better or for worse. I'll let someone else make that decision.
And they're all best out of five, right?
Yes, they are. All matches are best out of five, which you think is big. Like, that seems like a lot, but I mean, a Hearthstone match can last all of 3 minutes if they really wanted to. That also is doing a Swiss format and everything there, with playoffs being single elimination. Notable players you want to keep an eye on here, though. Okay. You have Frozen from Luminosity. Okay. He was second at the Winter Championships back in March. All right. You got Orange playing for Alliance. He's top three in the world rankings. Okay. So those are some two players that I would honestly keep an eye on for Hearthstone. In StarCraft 2, again, very big deal. World Championship Series. This is the first premier event for that for the World Championship in StarCraft. All right. Big deal. First group stage is 64 players. Okay. This is one where and I guess I'll say this, CSGO is also the only one that you have to be invited or qualified.
Yeah, you can't just hop on stage and
for
go play,
all
yeah.
of these other games we could compete in if we really wanted to. Like, all of these have that potential of Cinderella story. Okay, so they will pique my interest just for that alone. The fact that you could be having a top pro play against some dude who just thought, you know what, I've been practicing.
I live in Austin.
Or I live in the area. Yeah. This is where I want to make my start.
No, that makes it really
fun.
And
that can happen at any of these type of tournaments, right? Anybody, like back in the day when MLG would do this, any tournament has that Cinderella story of this is where a team makes their start. Some notable players in StarCraft, though, that you really want to keep an eye out for, you have the Polish player, of course. You got to look at the Polish player. Nurcio, he's going to be there, currently number one outside of Korea, which is how StarCraft does their ranking. They do global, and then they do Korea.
Because they just own everything.
They have enough there. There's actually, according to Liquipedia, which is where I'm getting this information from, mind you, so if some of it's wrong, don't blame me, all right? You do have True, though, which, from what I can tell, is going to be the actual only Korean at the event. They have their own things going on, but he will be at the event. You got Neeb being the American. He got second place last year. So he's making a return. The American will make a return, okay? And then you have Sorrel being currently the best in the circuit ranking. So again, not the Korean rankings, but if you're just looking at other global rankings, he is currently number one in the world, and he will be there. So again, like, between, you're looking at, if you want to say, like, well, DreamHack doesn't attract top talent, you're just looking at Counter-Strike. Like, these are
the best of the best.
Yes, big dogs coming to town. This is also a $100,000 prize pool, where first place gets $25,000.
3,000 circuit points. Imagine if Counter-Strike did this. Finals are best out of seven.
I know, right? Like, best
kill
out of
me.
That would be
no.
insane.
No. Mm-mm.
You also, the big deal with winning this is that you win and you get a seed into the global finals. So you automatically, if you win one of these top premier events,
this is like putting you in a major.
Yeah. You're automatically getting that invite to the global finals, which tells you just how much Blizzard puts a weight on these premier tournaments, where it's like, hey, like, these are top pro players. If you're winning this, you deserve a spot automatically. You deserve that invite to the world championship.
And that's why we're seeing the talent we see come to these events.
Of course. Now, a somber note, because this is always so sad to read. Super Smash Brothers Melee and Smash U will be there, and it's just pitiful. Like, the top pros in the world are going to be here. This this is a big tournament for Smash, everything like that. They don't have a pro circuit or anything like that, but you will have top talent. You will have Mango, Armada, Hungrybox, Axe being like the only Pikachu. If you want to watch Pikachu, watch Axe. You have Shroomed will be there. You have top players. Mewtwo King, I'm sure, will be there. He's not on this list, but he's got to be there. Wizro, West Balls, all these are top pros that are constantly, you see at Evo and, you know, Smash Summit, all these big tournaments, the Big House. These are all these pros that are going, right? First place gets $4,700. Second place gets $2,000. Third gets $1,000.
Enough to cover his weekend.
Gets $700, right, which barely covers the weekend. And that's if you're just staying at a normal hotel.
And this is, other than CS, this is one of the tournaments, dude, that I'm looking forward to, actually.
Smash pulls numbers.
Yeah.
On in-person and on stream. Like, when the finals are going on, I promise you, Smash will be a top five game on Twitch. And it's never in the top 10 on Twitch until one of these big pro tournaments come along. And it's because people have known these pros forever now. I mean, it's, I think Wizrobe is one of the newest pros in the game, and he's 19. He's still been around. And yet the prize pools for these have always been so weak. And I know there's been talks where, like, Mango has been in interviews basically saying, like, no, it's, I think it's time that there is a real pro league for Smash. Like, one of these organizers have to get together and create something for the Smash community to where they can put up this money. There's no reason that Smash shouldn't be getting the same respect like StarCraft. StarCraft is another game where it's an individual.
Or HOTS.
It's a 1v1.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's team-based, but I,
yeah,
I see where,
but
you're,
I'm
going,
just saying 1v1, yeah, right? Because you're okay, like, okay, well, it's a 1v1, Tim. Of course, he's getting almost 5,000 for winning, and if you break that up in a 5v5, that's kind of normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems low still.
It seems super low. They just get no respect, partially because Nintendo just doesn't do anything about it either.
No Heroes this year.
No Heroes. That is one that is, I noticed, where last year, Heroes was actually part of the main floor. Like, that was right behind,
yeah, that was
CS.
Right behind CS. The second stage, yeah.
And they're not even doing any Heroes of the Storm this year.
Can Overwatch attend DreamHack events, or they just choose not to have them included?
The Overwatch bit, and I was going to talk about this, I have no idea. I don't see what's stopping them from hosting tournaments. Nobody does.
They're not even hosting. I mean, they already have DreamHack hosting it. All they have to do is...
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, like,
but I'm saying, like, it's, say, whatever, right? Yeah, say yeah. DreamHack did want to throw a thing for it and then not be Blizzard-backed, but just DreamHack. I don't know if there's anything that Blizzard's not allowing it because of the Pro League that's going to start eventually. I have no idea. It seems very odd, and I want to do, like, one episode, or I want to do a special report. Yeah. Going into the numbers of Overwatch.
I mean,
here for
DreamHack Austin.
Yeah.
But Overwatch is not there. You do have, we'll get to it in a second, but you do have BYOC tournaments in Overwatch.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're acknowledging it. It's just no pros will be there, yeah, which is really odd.
Brett's our savior in Overwatch.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you're Lucio.
Oh, okay.
You keep us going.
All right, yeah.
Keep that engine running around here.
It's my bae.
Again, Smash is another one that's just open to the public. Anyone could really sign up for it.
But good luck.
And have that chance. Oh, yeah. I mean, that top 16 has been the same top 16 for quite some time. And then another one that is a very big draw, still very small prize pool, though. It's only a $15,000 prize pool. Street Fighter V, which is a pro tour event.
Gonna be watching it tonight.
Coming off of a lot of publicity with E-League, they've been ramping them up.
Well, I mean, look at you two, right?
Yeah.
Like, E-League has kind of got you guys more interested in it. Like, okay, sure. let's go watch this.
Before E-League, yeah, I was just, whatever.
And now I'm
all about it.
Yeah, now this is a pro tour event, a Capcom pro tour event. So, again, top pros will be there, okay? I don't know if Infiltration will be there, because remember, he backed out of North Cal. Because of the, I'm assuming the baby, fiance, wife,
baby, pride,
pregnant, I don't know.
Bad excuse.
Yeah.
He probably won't be there. Because if he does show up for NorCal, he probably ain't showing up for DreamHack Austin. But you're going to have every other top pro there, right? Long Island Joe, I bet you will be there. You're going to have those guys there. Again, 15,000 seems kind of weak.
It does.
But hey, it's Street Fighter. It's going to be dope. It always is. The best thing about this is that it's all on one floor. Don't know how they're going to do that.
I really don't either.
So last year, DreamHack Austin was on two floors of the Austin Convention Center. You had Counter-Strike.
On the bottom.
Yeah. Yep. You had Counter-Strike, Heroes of the Storm, the BYOC, the actual land part of DreamHack, and then you had the Expo with all the sponsored booths and
tech
everything.
Tech events and
right.
manufacturers.
All
and
on
stuff
the first
there.
Floor. This year, oh, and then on the second floor, they had, that's where the fighting games were, Hearthstone.
And role-playing.
And yeah, like tabletop games and things like that.
I'm and this year, we didn't sales check that out. And stuff up there
all
too.
Of that, I guess, is on the first floor.
Maybe they'll move.
Maybe I'm not reading the seating chart correctly, but dude, all of that's on the first floor.
That's going to get cozy. That is going to get cozy.
Did they not have all of it opened up or something? Am I missing?
Maybe.
We'll find out.
The only thing I can assume is maybe the expo area is not as big this year.
Yeah, like maybe it's significant. Because,
Was like 3/4 of the bottom floor last year.
Well, and this year, just following like them on their Discord, their website, like some of the people that have mentioned, there's only a couple people really advertising heavily for the DreamHack Expo. So I wonder if it will be significantly less as far as the expo goes this year versus last.
I wouldn't mind it. I mean, I don't need a booth showing me $3,000 gaming computer tables.
I do need the chairs.
You guys need chairs.
Oh, I'm getting a chair.
I have a chair. So.
Oh, that's a sore spot. Noosh.
No.
For episode 58.
And you know what? This
yeah,
is,
save that for episode. This the is salt
a,
mine.
This is a good segue into what else is there at the event, right? We went over the big dogs, okay? Counter-Strike, Hearthstone, StarCraft 2, Smash, Street Fighter. Did I miss anything? I think that's it. Those are your big tournaments. Keep an eye out for them, because if it's anything like last year, there ain't no signs anywhere telling you anything.
Nope.
Follow DreamHack on Twitter. Follow Capcom Pro Fighters on Twitter. Follow all those pro league Twitters, because that's the only way you're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Twitter is your friend this weekend. Okay, if you don't have a Twitter, you need one.
Get one.
Because it's and follow us.
And follow, yeah.
And also follow everything else. But you have everything else going on with the expo. Secrets of the expo. Okay, there's a lot of chairs, like DX Racer style chairs. They don't take them home with them. Go to the booth. I think it was last year was Need for Seat. Go to their booth and be like, "Yo, put me down for one of these chairs," and it's like 50% off.
Yep.
And then you get your sucker friend, a Nuge, to buy a chair, transport it all the way back to Dallas for you, and then sell it to you because his wife won't let him have the chair.
It was a Cloud9 gaming chair.
No, it was ESL.
ESL.
It was an ESL.
Oh, had the Cloud9 colors for you.
Yeah. Oh, man, if it was Cloud9, that'd
be
dope.
It was ESL. She said no go on the colors, man.
So it was ugly.
I got to go back this year.
I mean, I'll give your wife this. It's not it's an ugly chair, but...
Damn, shots fired at ESL.
It's my chair.
It is your chair.
It's my chair.
It's kind of our chair in a way.
You can use it.
Yeah.
Just whenever you want to come over, you can use my chair.
That could get awkward. All right.
It's my chair. Other secrets, okay? Like I said, follow people on Twitter. There are after parties the nights of.
Last year was
you will
NVIDIA's
have NVIDIA
launch.
Had a launching of their new graphics cards where Deadmau5 was there and they gave all this free stuff away. It was a free concert and we missed all of it because we didn't follow them on Twitter. Like Alienware will give random giveaways of like graphic cards, not like anything crazy.
Well, last
year
they gave away like 760s, I think. Or no, I mean 960s is what they gave away.
Did they?
Right? It was like 960s.
I think so. I mean, the good stuff, though.
Good enough to like, hey, it's something to have, whether it's an extra PC or...
It's good enough
it's
for free.
Free. It's free.
Good enough for free. Okay, so you got to follow places like that on Twitter because that's where you're going to get all their secret, hey, we're doing a giveaway in 10 minutes. Come by the booth. Say a secret word. I don't know. Another secret. I hope you like Monster.
Oh my God.
Because that's the only energy drink there and it's free and it's everywhere and you will feel like you just drank a hole through your stomach by Sunday.
Yeah. Like your body will be 80% Monster by the time you get home.
It gets to the point where it's disgusting.
I know, but it's like, I'm so thirsty. I have to have something. Let's just one more. Just one more.
Now, one thing we did last year, we only went as spectators. Like, we didn't bring our computers or anything. This year, we are doing the BYOC, the bring your own computer part of it, which is really what DreamHack started as. It's the main draw. Like, there's got to at least be like 1,000 people there with computers.
It's a lot. It's a lot of people.
It's a lot.
This year they haven't broken them down by like section
categories
for like FPS and MMOs.
You can do bring, they have BYOC tournaments. Like, we are in the Counter-Strike tournament.
Overwatch tournament.
Are we
Rocket
in the Overwatch?
League, Tim.
Rocket League, man.
We're playing in all of them. We're playing in as many as we can. Why not, right? They have a small prize pool, so it's something
that is
to
your
hop
opinion.
Into.
The but, why not is your opinion.
Yeah.
So. Why
yeah.
not? Also, if you are going to the BYOC, do not forget your Ethernet cords or possibly an extension cord, because
they sell them
like
there, but it's
$25.
I remember
like a
it being
footer.
More, dude.
It was expensive.
It was like $40 or something crazy last year if you forgot an extension.
It was
cord.
Cheaper to get a Cloud9 jersey last year than it was
yes.
to get
you,
an Ethernet cord.
You could
cord
have
there.
Taken an Uber to the closest like Best Buy, bought an Ethernet cord, and take that Uber back, and it would still have been cheaper.
So do not forget that.
The other thing is, don't forget to stop by and say hi to us. I don't know what our seats are. We're in the FPS section. We'll have our t-shirts on. Do you know where we're at?
Yeah, I think we're 46 and 47, rows 7, or seats 7 through 11 on both sides. So we
row
have five,
46, 7, 47 seats.
Yep, and then seats 7 through 11.
You'll
so
see us.
You'll see us.
We got
we're
9 people.
10 deep, 9, 10 deep.
Yeah, we
we'll
have 10
go
spots.
Go back and forth between our Discord and DreamHack's Discord. You can probably find us in either one that weekend, I would think. But kind of an easy way to see us. Probably wearing some matching t-shirts at some point. Who knows?
And maybe come back to the room and Anuj will cook you some breakfast.
There you go.
We do have a B&B. We will also have Super Smash Brothers there, so you're more than welcome to join in on the tournament, as I am reigning TCR champion.
I don't even remember me playing last time.
I made it to the finals because we did one bracket where it was a newbie bracket. Nobody that played the game versus the other bracket, everyone that played.
I felt like I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just smashing
buttons. I'm pretty sure that's because you were half a bottle into Patron.
Yeah, true story.
What else is here then? You said earlier, jerseys, they got jerseys there.
If any of you are not coming from Austin, take time to look around the city also. You know, so Austin, we had fun on 6th Street. We got to take some people out there for the first time. The pizza on 6th is bomb. Like,
it's expensive, but man, is it worth
it. Some of the best pizza you'll have.
Got
to try it.
I got mistaken as a drug dealer.
Austin, yeah, you did. Austin itself is just a great city, so you know, take a moment to appreciate it. It's a fun place to be.
And, you know, if you didn't sign up for the actual tournaments, you know, BYOC LAN, they do have that going on. So if you are going as a BYOC, sign up for the CSGO tournament. There's tons on the DreamHack Reddit you can find people to play with. StarCraft 2, Overwatch, Hearthstone, and Rocket League. Those are all BYOC tournaments.
They'll have team gear for them available.
That being said, I think there's also some tournaments going on the side, I want to say by Shuriken.com. This is where I found the story, and they worded it as we are having tournaments. I don't know if that's speaking as them or they were like quoting DreamHack.
Like for the fighter games you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you are into fighting, Pokken Tournament will be there. Last year, it was there as official DreamHack game. This year, though, it's still there. But I think Shuriken.com is
like managing a tournament.
Yes, having this little tournament there. $3,000 prize pool, though.
Yep.
That ain't bad.
Mm.
For Pokken? Like, seriously, how steep is that competition?
It's more than the other BYOC tournaments are. I think all the BYOCs are like $2,000
And the other tournament's only $1,700 more.
Yeah. Look at Smash. Yeah, the $3,000 prize pool. Like, come on, dude.
If you don't find us during the week, you can probably find us Saturday night in the finals of the CS tournament.
That's exactly correct. Guilty Gear,
good luck, boys.
XRD, Revelator, that will be there. $500 prize pool. And For Honor 2v2 tournament will be there with a $1,000 prize pool.
Nope, I'm out. Sorry.
Dude,
not going to be there.
The competition in that's got to be so low. We could probably get top four. I mean, I don't even own it. I don't even own the game, and I would probably get top four.
No, I'm out.
Now, one thing they're doing this year that they did not do last year, and that was having music. I don't know why they're doing it. I know that's a big thing, is to have music and everything for DreamHack and all that. So they announced who they're having, okay? I have some samples on YouTube here for you. And let me know if you ever heard of any of them. I personally have not.
Mm-mm.
That being said, it is all basically chill step. Like,
I Which I can, I can get down.
I don't hate.
I have a few chill step stations that I listen
to. But I think chill step is exclusively like background music, right? Like,
yeah, I listen to it while I'm playing and I'm chilling.
I would never be like, bro, you need to
listen to this.
Get this CD.
Yeah.
So on Friday, you have Magic Sword. Okay. Let's play some Magic Sword for you. I'm going to see if this is going to work.
Got like that 80s.
Yeah, a little bit.
Kind of Stranger Things kind of feel, you know? Y'all in the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Okay. A little bit of Kavinsky vibe. This actually isn't that bad.
I feel like we should be slow walking right now.
I have no idea. That is my one thing. The one thing missing from the survival guide is how they're doing the music. He is there on Friday. Don't know how that's going to work out. The expo closes at like 6 p.m. Now, if you have BYOC tickets, you can be there 24/7. But the event itself, door closes at 6. The expo. You can watch the tournaments and everything late. But I don't know. No idea when these guys are going on. So that's Magic Sword. Okay. I don't hate. I feel like my opinion on all of these is I don't hate. I don't love. But I don't hate. You also have Mega Ran. Okay, this guy is I will call an 8-bit rapper. The record is flawless, zero losses till I came across this stunning young beast who resided at the bottom of the sea. And she told me her name was Splash Woman, beautiful but deadly. She was mad cunning. Okay. Had a voice that consumed the savage.
Not bad. A little better than we do. So.
Oh, I mean,
if that's the criteria we're going off of.
Then, yeah, he's fantastic.
He might have the best after party.
Pairing into him. Nah, here's Grimecraft. Really? He is also, I think Grimecraft is think the we'll have our own last one. Yeah, look, Grimecraft is the last one playing on Friday.
I could see Tim having this as a ringtone.
Just waiting for the drop. Where is it?
Apparently a remake.
All right.
Remake. All right.
Audience gets the point on this here. Oh.
Okay. My thing is with all these is that like you could literally play them all back to back, and I would assume it's the same person. All of them sound like alike, except for the rapper, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
But the rest, it's...
Well, the first one you played, I didn't think
EDM
was...
EDM stuff.
Stiff.
All right, so Saturday here you have Varian, is how I'm going to say that name.
Like Evanescence's younger sister or something.
If you're gonna be chill step, step one,
find a female vocalist.
Find a basic beat. Step two, find a female vocalist that can't really sing, but she can do stuff.
All right, okay. So
I'm excited about because of the name. It's the most exciting name.
It's a bit Final Fantasy, right?
Okay.
Hold up. This is not esports related, but I do feel like the world needs to know this. That Brett listens to the Final Fantasy soundtrack on his free time.
I can get that. You know, honestly, I will listen to the Final Fantasy VII soundtrack on just one of the best soundtracks in the history of video games.
You're not helping.
Why?
Your case.
Why? Why are you hating on Final Fantasy soundtracks?
I do have a good... you know what? I hope that remake comes sooner than later.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
We've been waiting for that for years. Don't get me started on that. We don't have enough time.
Nerds. You got Mr...
He tried to throw this on us.
I'm Fiji-Weegee.
We went deep.
Yeah.
You got Mr. Fiji-Weegee. Is that who you're excited about?
This is who I'm excited about. Just because of his name.
He will be there on Saturday. He's actually, I think, got some pretty big stuff on YouTube. Oh.
that bass.
Again,
it's like that stream music, you know?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's You see it on what's the Mad Cats? Not Mad Cats. What's the Sound Cat?
Yeah, rest whatever it is. 24/7
whatever it
station.
Is. Yeah, that 24/7 stream. Again, I don't hate any
no,
of it.
No, well, this one I don't. Yeah, no,
I don't really hate any of it, but at the same time, it's chill step. It's background music. And then last one here, you have Fractal, if YouTube wants to load it. Here's Fractal, everyone. I'm gonna fast forward. Dude, some of the images on this YouTube as it freezes up for me. Some of these stock images they have on the background do not work appropriate. Again. They all sound the same to me. I'm sure I will love each and every one of them in person.
Well, as you start playing them, they all start sounding.
They do. It's chill step. I don't know. If that's your thing, it will be there.
When, we don't know where, but they will be there somewhere.
On the first floor?
We don't know when. They will be. The stage is like in the middle of it all.
Really?
Yeah, it's like right there if you look on the map, but I just don't know when it's going to be.
I wonder how that's going to like...
When they asked for my opinion on Facebook, because there was like a poll, I said they should just do karaoke. Because I think that would have been... It would have been
terrible.
It would have been fun. It would have been fun. Just to give me like a karaoke hour.
I wouldn't be able to watch.
Like, I would love it.
No, it's just too big of a train wreck.
No way. Karaoke's awesome.
Oh my God. Mm.
So again, our hope, our dream hack, quick survival guide was informative. Maybe, you know, we didn't want to go in depth really on anything. It's just enough to get by on the game, see the players, know what to do, right? A lot of the players and commentators and everything, they do just walk around. Feel free to say hi. I didn't really see any of them last year not want to talk to anyone. They all seemed pretty friendly.
Bullied that one little kid, remember, in the corner? No, I'm just kidding.
He was beating him up.
With your big hands, the thing you bought yesterday, last year.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. Sure. Never mind, man. I'm so tired right now.
All right, man.
We'll just dump that. Just pretend
nope,
Brett wasn't talking.
I'm God recording damn. This one.
Please.
Thank you so much for listening to TCR. We will be back not next week, but the week after DreamHack. Because we will be at DreamHack next week, so we will have DreamHack stories.
Or maybe post some like Instagram videos or something
of
like
course,
that.
Of course, yeah. Of course, follow our Instagram. How do they follow on Instagram, Anu?
We are the Center Ring on Instagram. I think it's the Center underscore the underscore Center underscore. If you type in the Center Ring, we pop up on Instagram. You can follow us on there. Obviously, get us on our Twitter. You know, we are available
at the Center Ring.
And then Discord will be big while we're there because we'll be in and out of Discord again, as well as the DreamHack Discord that's going to be open to everybody. And then, I think we'll be taking a little video montage of us out there and kind of show you guys a little bit of the event that we will post somewhere
on YouTube. At some point. We do have a YouTube. It's not really up to date on our episodes, but it's there. We'll post a video montage, maybe. We'll see. No promises. But again, thank you so much for listening here. Let us know what you thought. If you are at DreamHack Austin, again, please follow us on Twitter at the Center Ring and say hello. We're very friendly people. Except for Brett.
I'm very friendly.
It's a little weird.
Sometimes to a fault.
Bit of a creeper.
I agree.
Donut. That's the wild card.
He is a wild card.
Is Branderson going to have the stash?
No, he had a shaver.
There you go.
So, but all these people will make sense if you come by and see us at our little area in the BYOC. But until then, again, thank you so much. Episode 58 of the Center Ring is done. We'll be back in about 2 weeks here.
After Tim's all moved into his
after,
home.
I finally bought a house, so we're good there. And again, thank you everyone for listening. Follow us on Twitter at the Center Ring, and we will be back when we're back.